What's up, everybody? Andy Gunn here, Fat Thor Podcast. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. We're here live. Yeah, we're running a little ragged today. I'm a little behind schedule. Anyways, we'll get out in a minute. Jody is not with me at the moment. I think he's going to be jumping in here just a little bit. But if not, we're going to keep on trucking. I finally talked to him a few minutes ago. I literally forgot it was Thursday. We did the podcast last New Year's Eve over the weekend. That was just kind of a special thing because we were jumping back in, and then the holidays have got me all out of whack. And then my buddy Dougie Almeida is a comedian who will be on the show eventually here in the coming weeks. Is traveling out, and he came and stayed with me last night. He's like, man, I got to get up at 4 a.m. And Jody's with it. I was just telling everybody how ragged we're running today, me and you both, and my story of why I'm running ragged and why I'm texting you at 5:55 in the morning.
I see it this morning. I'm like, what time did he message me?
Well, that's what I was just telling the story. So, like, we're all off, I think, because of the holidays, because we did the New Year's Eve one. We knew it was Saturday, but I lost track of what day it was after you and I did it. You know, it was like New Year's Day was Sunday, a Sunday fun day to end the game. My wife's been out of work. Daughter's been home. Everybody kind of got back to normal yesterday. Well, in the meantime, my buddy Dougie Almeida, who's a comedian, had messaged me. He said, man, can I stay with you Wednesday night? I got an early flight out of Atlanta. He lives up in Greensboro, South Carolina. He's like, either I got to get up at 2:30 in the morning, go to Atlanta, Hartsfield, get on a flight, or can I come stay with you, sleep 4 or 5 hours? I was like, dude, come on the house. You know, I'm like, yeah, come on. Plus, so we had all the Christmas decorations up. So my wife was like, well, since Dougie's coming, this is the motivation. Let's get the Christmas crap down. Let's get it put away. Let's get the house clean. We spent the last 3 days just nonstop. I mean, just putting stuff up. We've never put stuff up together this fast in our marriage. We did not fight and argue. Like, and the house is actually clean. And we actually got rid of stuff. We've gotten organized. I was like, we need people to visit them more often. Okay. That's what we need. We need people to visit.
Yeah. Open up Airbnb.
Right. So Dougie comes in last night about 10 o'clock. We chat for a little bit. I know he's got to get to bed. He comes off the road. We eat a little, just hang out and talk for about an hour. And then I said, well, I'll get up with you at 4 a.m. because I'm sure my dogs are going to bark. I'm going to need to let them out and come upstairs and get to bed with me. So I got up at 4 a.m. with him, and got the dogs. He took off, got the dogs in bed, laid back down. I was wide awake. I couldn't go back to sleep. And I'm laying there and I'm tossing, turning with the dogs and bending out. And all of a sudden I went, what's today? What do I got? Say, oh shit, today's Thursday. And I was like, I'm supposed to do something on Thursday. What do I do on Thursday? I'm literally, what do I do on Thursday? Oh, the podcast. Oh shit. I'm like, I wonder if Jody remembers. So at this point, I've only slept maybe 3 hours. So I'm like, I know I'm going to go back to sleep for a few hours. That was the plan. So I created it. And I said, well, I know his phone's on silent, so I'm just going to text him. So maybe it won't wake him up, but he'll at least wake up and see it. He'll wake up and see it. So I was like, I sent it, and I was, oh, shit, it's 5:55, and I sent that.
And this was one of the mornings where I got up. I didn't even grab my phone. I started doing stuff. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, crap.
I couldn't sleep last night. I put a list of topics together. I actually put a list of topics. Like, hey, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. So then I went back to sleep and I woke back up. And then I think I got up at like 9:15. I finally fell asleep at like 6:30. I got up about 9:15. So I've slept maybe 6 hours, you know, off and on. Total.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see you text me back. I was like, well, I guess I'm doing the show by myself. I don't mind. I'm like, well, this is going to tell. I mean, don't mind. I don't mind. I'll do it. I'll do whatever I got to do. And then you
mess me up. I've been talking to you for a while. Can you express your voice?
Yeah. So what were you doing late? Anything you doing feet pics? What were you doing?
I'd actually set up a Feet Finder account.
I saw that. We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about that.
No, I bought a Sawgrass printer for doing shirts and mugs and that stuff. I was getting it all set up.
Yeah, we got printer stuff like that to do stuff. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, we got some comments, dude. People rolling. Mookie G, what's up? How do you forget what time, what week it is? Well, because we are just going. We were just going and going and going. You just go. You're like, I got to do this today. I got to do this tomorrow. You just forget what day of the week is. Because some of us don't have
We don't go to school, young man.
Yes, we don't go to school. We don't have to be at school. We don't have to get on the bus. We don't have to do all that stuff like you do, my friend. I'm visiting next weekend. You're visiting next week. What are you visiting? What's he visiting next week? What are we talking
He's going to go to your house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Dougie was awesome, man. He got here at 10 o'clock. We ate pot roast, peanut butter pie. I had broccoli cheddar soup, man. So we sat there and ate and talked. We slept for 4 hours. I got up and I made him a pork roll, egg and cheese, everything bagel, and sent him off to the airport. It's like, see you, buddy. He goes, what's this for? Because I said, man, just go, man. There's nothing open at the airport at 6 a.m. Nothing. Yeah. And unless you don't want to buy anything at the airport, it's too expensive. I'm like, here, I got you a bagel, you know, egg and cheese. He's just, literally, Dougie texted me just a minute ago. He just landed in Phoenix. He goes, oh, what did he say? He said, no. He goes, thanks again for the hospitality. He goes, by the way, the bagel this morning was delicious. I'm like, I take care of my fat friends. We're all fat. We're all good. Feet pics. Yes, feet pics. Jody, if you didn't know, Jody has been a sponsor of this new – I don't know if they're new, but they're feet pics. It's a platform. Explain it. It's a platform so people can sell their feet pics but buy a subscription, right?
Yeah, you got feetfinder.com. What it is you can put your pictures up to sell. You can create a subscription. And I'm starting to notice it's more than just feet. So
it's like OnlyFans. Everybody talks about, oh, because that's what was the running joke, is that everybody was selling feet on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But it's not. And then when you look at it and look into it, people are doing all kinds of professional things on it.
No, this ain't professional.
Well, No. This is basically like, this is the stripper level version of.
This is the Craigslist level of the app.
Okay, but they do a very good job, but they got a nice thing. It reminds me of a strip club, the way it's set up. Yeah. The lettering and logo in it reminds me of like a weird middle of the road.
Need some good music.
Yeah. Mercedes to the stage.
But I put 2 feet pics of mine up. I did it mainly because I'm doing their ads for the month of January.
Okay.
So it's like I put the feet pics up and then see if anything comes from it.
Did they ask you to do that, or did you just do it?
I just did it because I figured it would help the ad for the month.
It's called feetfinder.com, Mookie. We're going to have them on here on the show, I think. I'm still talking with this chick over there, so hopefully we'll get some answers there.
Yeah.
We're either going to have them on or they're going to sponsor the damn show, one or the two. And then when they do okay, so... You just decided on your own you were going to go ahead and set up a thing because I saw that and you've got 2 followers, I think, or something like that.
Wow.
That's what the picture you posted, I think, right?
Sweet. I don't know. I even looked at it.
Yes. Feet Finder, Mookie. Exactly. Feet Finder. Exactly like you got it spelled. Feet and then Finder. So it'll come up.
The link is in my Instagram bio. Go get you some feet pics.
No, I'm good. You're selling for $20 a pop. Are they really worth $20 a pop? I'm just asking.
No. But I figure if I put a stupid price on it, nobody would buy them.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know.
Needless to say, that's probably not going to work out.
Well, I mean, look how much you were getting for cameos. I mean, so let's put it in that perspective.
Yeah. No,
you're talking in those.
Yeah. No, I just figured it was worth putting it out there. That way I can kind of show them that I'm wanting to do with them. Way we can keep advertising for the year.
But in order to sell pictures, you've got to have a subscription. You're like a $15 a month or 20, something like that.
You can do monthly, you can do yearly, and then you can do like lifetime.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't remember the exact price. I just glanced at it.
Yeah.
when I looked at it, when we had talked about it previous, when you first.
So you were looking at it.
Well, yeah, when you jumped on board and you're a feet finder, I'm like, dude, we've talked about feet all the time. I'm like, look, I got to be ahead of the curve in material, bud. I mean, if there's something new hitting the deck, I got to be on it and be writing jokes about it.
And you got to create you an account that's going to help your comedy.
Right. I mean, I don't talk about OnlyFans because it's so overdone. People talk about it all the time. Every now and then, if something hits just right, and you can throw in. But it feels so overdone, I just kind of steer away from it. You know, does that make sense?
Yep.
But guess what I did do? Look at this.
What's up?
I hung the proverbial Tiger King picture of me and my buddy Scott Dow have made back in 2020.
Yeah.
When we were rolling hard with a Fat Thor lockdown challenge. Look at that. Sweet. Finally hung it. Finally got a pocket. I don't know that's exactly where it's going to stay, but it's hung. And it is now in the studio officially.
Ain't Tiger King in Atlanta now?
Yeah, he's in jail in Atlanta. I know. I want to go visit him. I want to go visit him. He's at the Federal Gym. I want to get on the list. I told everybody I was going to do it. Thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot, but it's been on my list. But yeah, I want to go visit him.
Send me the link to get on the list.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. That'd be a great TikTok.
Maybe we should go the same day. We should go together same day. If they do multiple, I don't know if they do multiple. I'm not.
You just need to make sure that he knows we're not a couple.
Right. Yeah. I don't even know who we are, but
yeah.
Andy Lightfeet. Mookie. Wait, what? Yes, Mookie. Tiger King. If you did not know, he got transferred about 2 months ago, and I talked about it a little bit and I posted something about it in the Pastoral Lockdown Challenge. It's like he got transferred. They transferred him here to Atlanta, to the federal penitentiary here in Atlanta. And so that is where he now resides. He's been there about 2-3 months now. And when he did, I was like, I got to go visit him. He's this close. I don't have to go out of state.
Yeah.
Boom. But he's been sick with like cancer and stuff. So he's like battling cancer. Yeah. The one I hear, he will accept visitors. He still will accept visitors and letters and all that. So I was like, bingo.
We gotta go.
But no, I need to get on that and get on that list.
Yeah.
And figure out how to get on the list. Cause I think you gotta like submit and then they gotta background check you and all that kind of stuff. Which is fine.
I should do it like American Idol. He gets the vote who comes.
He can reject. Yeah. He can reject visitors. They can. I mean, they can reject, which is weird. You know, it's like, well, you're locked up. It's like you want to reject people coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he was sick there for a while. But then they moved him here to Atlanta. I don't know why they moved him here to Atlanta. I just know they did. They didn't say why. That happens a lot of times. But I was just like, bingo, 2022, 2023, things, dreams do happen.
Yes.
So that's So boom. So that's what's happening. But we got to get. I got to get on that. Mm-hmm. Well, I was so busy trying to get a show scheduled, like I was telling you, for next year, and just pumping out avails and getting stuff booked. And then I had a bunch of shows fall off, and I've just been nonstop, just like trying to figure out, okay, now where am I going to make money? Because I had about 15 shows fall off the map that unexpected. I still got a bunch of stuff scheduled, and I'm still getting stuff scheduled. Yeah. It's not a problem. It's just that was a big, like, cut out from under my feet that I wasn't expecting to see. But anyways, we won't go into that. We'll talk about that on another day. So that catches up with me and Jody, what we've been doing last 2 days or a couple of days and what's going on. My grocery list. There's my grocery list.
Hey, you found it.
Yeah, I found it. I've already went to the grocery store. I went to Costco and Kroger same day, 2 days ago.
Is Costco worth it? I've not been.
Costco is.
Okay.
I was a member of Sam's Club, hated Sam's Club, was not a fan of it. I went in there 2-3 times. I said, I'll never come back here again. There just wasn't anything there ever to worth spending money on. That we use. They just didn't have a good selection. And my mom and dad have been a fan of Costco for a long, long, long time. What? Oh, that was the ice machine. And, dude, I came out here, the ice machine wasn't on and working. I'm like freaking out. So I was hitting buttons while I was waiting on you, and now I've got it working again. Anyways, I thought it froze up. I was like, oh shoot. So anyways, they're down in Naples, Florida. So we got the one up here now across from Sam's. I waited for it to open and all the hoopla to kind of settle down. And then my wife and I went over there last June. We go, let's go check it out. And I'm like, yes, this is 100 times better than Sam's. There's stuff in here we actually use. We actually enjoy going there. We actually get stuff that we use and we go through. And some of the food stuff that we get from there is really good. That, you know, stuff that you're like, oh, do I really want 8,000, you know, these little bites of something? And actually, they're pretty damn good. So we do use it. It does. It's worth it for us. We go there once a month, and we don't load up too much. I mean, we have spent some money. Do not fill up the buggy. I know exactly how much it costs to fill up the buggy. It's a lot. Okay, but we do. We don't. You know, we just. And they have some good meat sales. You know, they got the rotisserie chicken cooked that everybody loves for like $4.99. Dude, the chicken's amazing. Dude, I got a chicken yesterday, 2 days ago. So I made a chicken broccoli cheese soup out of it. I made four salads out, chicken rotisserie chicken salads out of it. And then I took the bones and everything, and I boiled it down, and I made bone broth. I made like four quarts of bone broth. So that chicken for $4.99, I squeezed every bit of life out of that son of a gun. But anyways, but no, so yes, it is worth it. It is worth it. So.
Do they got the scan as you go stuff? Because I know Sam's got the scan as you go. That's what I like.
What do you mean scan as you go?
You got the app. You scan your product, and at the end, you just pay and go.
No. They're not that fancy. You just gotta go. But they're fast. I never wait in line hardly at all. If I'm behind one or two people, it takes 5 minutes to get out of there. Dude, they have got it down. They've got two people working. They got three registers of two people working, and then they got the self checkout. But I don't do the self checkout. I'm like, damn that, damn the hell of that. You're going to pay me, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got good stuff. Good stuff. Cool. Good products. Things we use. Things I normally buy at Kroger that I get a better deal. Like bread. I like potato bread. Like Martin's. Martin's is expensive. Yeah. Martin's. You can get two loaves of Martin's potato bread for $6 at Costco. It's like $4 for one at Kroger.
Yeah.
Okay. Just stuff like that. And my wife loves Coke Zero. We can get a 35 pack. We used to have to buy like four or five 12 packs or six 12, whatever the deal is. Now we buy these pallets of it, 35 cans a thing for $17. So we save money just in that because she drinks six, seven of them sons of guns a day. I'm like, God bless. Anyways, so that's what we do. Cool. So, here I am selling. I need to get a kickback. But they do have cheap gas. They do have cheap gas. They have cheaper gas than anybody. Their gas pumps. There are 20 to 25 cents, sometimes 30 cents, cheaper than all the other gas stations, even with a discount. Not unless you get the dollar discount. Now, if you go to Kroger, you can get your dollar discount.
Yeah.
That's the best place. But consistently, Costco has like when it's like $3, $3.05, they're like at $2.60. I've saved tons of money just getting gas there. And then if you save so much or spend so much through the year, you get a cash kickback, or you can put the cash kickback towards your renewal of your membership. So like next year. We spent so much in gas and just shopping there. They're like, your membership, you won't have to pay for it. So, anyways, that's enough of that. We lost all the listeners because of my rant on that. Okay. Good talk. Not that I care. I care more about people on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm just saying. Let's jump into this. Let's jump in. I see this is what happens when I send out talking points. We talk about 15 other things. 15 other things. Let's talk about Cracker Barrel. My friends at Cracker Barrel. Let's talk about them. Oh, have you seen what they've done? Have you seen mine and their back and forth? Did you see that?
I seen when you posted up the other day where y'all been going back and forth.
Okay. All right. Do you know how that derived, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, so for those of you who don't know, I made a joke. All right. Cracker Barrel has been around for eons, as long as we've been alive, as far as I can remember, you know, been going there, you know, everybody, it's a Southern style restaurant. It's just the Southern experience kind of thing. It's, you know, you walk through a yard sale to get to the back to where you eat. Everything's fried. There's biscuits and gravy. There's, you know, there's vegetables, but nothing's good for you. Okay. Let's just be honest. It's Southern cooking food. It's good. It's great. It's always been a family place. Their business model is family and beside a highway. They're beside highways. They're beside the interstate. There's not one in your neighborhood. You got to go near the interstate because they get those travelers that go up and down the highway. That's their model. That's been their model. It's been a great model for them.
There's only one I know that ain't by the interstate.
Where's that? Which one?
White Cross.
You're right. And there is, hold on, and there's another one, because I thought about that too. When I made that statement before, I thought about it. I was writing the joke that got me in trouble, kind of. There's one, it's not Morrow. There's one somewhere else that I know of here locally that's not near the interstate. But I think it's within so much distance, but they built it years ago before they actually bumped them all the way next to the...
Anyway. Yeah.
So, with that said, they have never served alcohol in their existence. I'm 47 years old. I know they've been around 47, if not 50-something years, okay?
Yeah.
We always, you know, we go there after church sometimes. You know, you go there, but it's good. All of a sudden, they start serving alcohol. I see these signs a few months ago. Every other billboard was Cracker Barrel with a plate of fried chicken and a beer beside it. And I was like, and I had read an article that they were talking about and going to start serving alcohol.
Yeah.
Prior to this, knew it was kind of coming, forgot about it. I think I talked about it on my radio show. I can't remember, but I forgot about it. I see it. I'm like, oh, shit, it's here. They're serving alcohol, a Cracker Barrel. They're serving beer now.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the dumbest move I think they've ever done. This is stupid. This is totally. So I'm thinking in my head, like, now's a full Southern experience. We're drinking. We're eating fried chicken. People are going to start smacking each other like a real family does at home, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially over that stupid golf tee game. Everybody yells and argues. Now we're going to have alcohol. Tempers are going to flare. People are going to do shots of Jack Daniels. Next thing, they're going to start stabbing each other with those golf tees. So this is all going in my head. We're down in Florida visiting my grandfather a month or so ago because he wasn't doing well. And my wife goes, I want chicken and dumplings. So me and my parents and my wife go to Cracker Barrel because Liz goes, hey, let's go to Cracker Barrel. I'm craving chicken and dumplings. My mom, that's a great choice. They always serve good food. Never really had a bad experience other than slow servers sometimes. Yeah. I mean, the food's always good. It's consistent. Okay. Let's be honest. So we're sitting there. I get the menu. They hand me the full color menu. And there it is, food and mixed liquor drinks and beer right there in full display. And I'm like, I looked at my wife and I said, I can't stop this. I can't stop what I'm about to do. She goes, what? And I just went,
yeah. Is anybody looking?
I just took a picture with my phone of the menu and I just put it up there. Now, it's a full Southern experience. This is my first draft of this joke. Now, I have done this joke now twice on stage, and it has murdered. It has killed. It was a great joke. It freaking blew apart a room over there at the Laughing Skull in Christmas. Because I said, now it's a full Southern experience, domestic violence, and assault charges in the parking lot. I tag Cracker Barrel in it. Do it on my comedian page. Didn't think nothing of it. Go down. I rewrite the joke. I hone the joke in. I do the joke at an open mic. Everybody loved it. They go, that is hilarious. But it's true.
Yeah.
But then I go to Laughing Skull and I did it and got it. And they videoed it. And I got a great video. And I think, I don't know if you've seen it. I put it up on TikTok.
Yeah, I'll
put
it out there.
And it floored the room. And I just adjusted. I'm still tweaking it here and there. the people, I mean, I wish they had a better mic on the audience, because the audience was just like, what the heck? They were all on board. Everybody was like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean.
What's truthful?
It's truthful. And then I go into this whole thing about, you know, I'll throw a bunch of baby over some big some gravy at Cracker Barrel. He throws me some Jack Daniels and beer. I'm going to turn a Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, start roundhouse kicking folks. But honestly, and this is, and so here's what happens. So then Cracker Barrel comments on my Facebook post. And now, and by the time they said, I don't get it. The official Cracker Barrel corporate commented on my comedian page, says, I don't get it. Now, by this time, I've done the joke at Laughing Skull. I've done it twice. I've honed it in. It's recorded. I'm put it out there.
Yeah.
It's out there in the world. It's on YouTube. It's on TikTok. It's just, it's out there.
Yeah.
Now that it's going crazy, which is fine, but it's there. It's public.
Yeah.
It's official. Yeah. I'm pretty much the first comedian to do this joke, as far as we know. Yeah. And I go, how do they not understand adding alcohol is now the full Southern experience? Because in the joke, I go, now you got the full Southern experience. Yard sale in the front, fried chicken in the back, domestic violence, and assault charges in the parking lot. It's funny. It's a 1, 2, 3. And then I just elaborate into the whole biscuits and gravy thing.
their social media person must be a 20-year-old kid that's always lived in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I reply back. I was like, how do you not get this? How do you not understand? Sir, how do you not get this? And then they come back and they said, I waited like a week or two. Because I wanted to get the video out there. I was like, I need to get the video out there. So it's out there. It's submitted in. So when I reply back, they come back and go, please take this down or don't talk like this. I'm like, video's out there.
Yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
So they reply back. They go, still not funny the second time. Cause I said, how do you know? And then so I put it on my personal page. I go, folks, here's what it is on my personal page. And people go like, are you effing kidding me? And you see, I think you saw some of the comments. A friend of mine, Jeff, was like, it's comedy, kind of like your food, Cracker Barrel. Chill out. I was like, oh. Oh, and I said, by the way, just to let Cracker Barrel know, since apparently y'all aren't paying attention, just to let you know, my audience has loved this joke. I've done it 2 times, and there's a video of it out there on TikTok, my Instagram, here on Facebook. It's on YouTube. Go check it out.
Yeah.
And you be the judge, because the audiences think it's hilarious.
And just so you know, the 4th and 5th time, it's still funny.
It's still funny. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting.
But just for them to respond back to you. That's amazing.
Dude, I'm so happy, so excited. I'm like, my wife's like, what are you doing? And then my stepdaughter's like, please don't get national attention. I go, oh no, we're pushing. I want a cease and desist order. I want them to, I want this.
When you walk in, I want to see my picture as a poster of wanted dead or alive.
I've written like 2 more parts to the joke. I've got like this joke could be like almost 4 or 5 minutes long at this point. I mean, it's freaking hilarious. So just letting you folks know, it's out there. If you haven't seen the video where I did it at the Laughing Skull, where it's the first club I've done it at, it's a very good video. The audience loved it. It's on my TikTok. It's on Facebook, YouTube. Just go to Andy Gunn and you'll find it. I've put it on about every platform. So it's
Are you going to do this on the political side?
No. We can talk about that. Right now, that's on pause. The political stuff is on pause, or the political tour is on pause right now. So that's what I was saying earlier about the shows that got taken or put on pause. They said they're put on pause right now, or the first round of, which I kind of felt that was coming, but and it was based on ticket sales and stuff. And I think they, it was one of those things, you know, I saw after I got deeper into it and I saw the budget and I saw what they were trying to do. I was like, we need to talk. I think y'all are overshooting this thing. But anyway, so they're still doing it. The political tour is still going on. They've just pulled it back. The shows I was supposed to do in the next 6 months, there some may happen. Most aren't. They said they're on pause. They're going to let me know back. So anyways, just one of those things. But who knows? I may get they may call me to come back, and they may call me to come do some shows. But funny thing, here's what the funny thing they wrote me. They wrote me in a text telling me, hey, these first round of shows, we kind of underestimated, but we're going to go ahead. We're going to do we're going to see what the reactions are. And we've got some Starbucks and Cracker Barrels lined up. We're going to try to do this. I go, please take me to these. I fell out when they messaged me and said, we're going to test out this show model in a couple of Cracker Barrels and Starbucks across the country. I go, did you see the video? Is that why I'm not allowed? Did you see my video? Is that why I'm not allowed? Is that why I'm not allowed on the political tour now?
Oh, God.
I'll pull up the text. It is the most hilarious thing. I was like, you're kidding me, right? This is happening. This is my life right now. Dude, somebody book me quick, because I got so much stuff, dude. I got so much stuff. But here it is, right here. The community market. I already told him that. Blah, blah, blah. You know, we're going to do a few stump speeches and Q&As until the camera. And we're going to start the Cracker Barrel and Starbucks tour to jumpstart speeches. Is that why I'm not allowed?
Oh, God.
Because I would just go off and tee off on Cracker Barrel. I'm like, you can't script this shit any better, bro. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to turn my heater off. I'm laughing so hard, I'm sweating. It was cold out here in the garage this morning, in the studio, excuse me. Dude, you cannot script this any better. I'm like, this is amazing.
You just made my comedy career just boom.
Oh, I hope it does. I need it to. Yeah. I swear to God, I got to replace these shows. I need it to boom. I need to get some. I emailed a whole bunch of, hey, I got more available dates. I got kicked off the Cracker Barrel tour. it's good stuff. Oh, God. Okay. I need a water. I need water. Oh, jeez. Okay. All right, we're back. All right, we're back. All right, let's get off of that. So that's just too good. I can't wait to download those sound bites. Anyways. Hey, did you have any family and friends or anybody affected by the Southwest meltdown last week?
No.
No, me neither. No. But everybody's pissed off, apparently, because, you know, the whole ICE thing. The entire country was going into a freeze. If you don't understand, planes can only do so much and can't get ice on their wings, and they're de-icing only does eat so much.
Yeah.
And if they can't shake that ice off the wings, you go down instead of up. Yeah. Which is a big no-no in the business. Yeah. But then they said their computer system, I guess, you know, had a meltdown too, whatever. I'm like, shit. I mean, come on. Let's be honest about it.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Southwest is the most one of the most affordable airlines, you know, other than Spirit and Frontier being the bottom of the barrel, as far as I'm concerned. And next to one is Spirit. And then you got Southwest. I mean, let's be honest. One of the most affordable carriers. They can only afford so much technology. They can't afford upgrades.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, everything's just slam packed. But I mean, I heard they gave everybody a bunch of flight points or a bunch of points and free ticket. I do know one comedian friend of mine who posted. I have not talked to her. I should have reached out to her to bring her on and talk about this because she was smiling. She was supposed to go to Vegas and do some shows, or I don't know. She was going to Vegas for her birthday. Kim Wadsworth, if you're out there, hey, hit me up. Come on and talk about it. Anyways, and I saw she was like, well, I was supposed to go to Vegas for my birthday and do some stuff. Oh, well, we came here. She said she had to wait a couple of hours in line to get her voucher. So now she's got free vouchers because she's going to have more shows that she's going to need to fly for. So she goes, I'm here. She goes, all I'm doing is saving money. Y'all are saving me from going gambling. Thank you. She was like, now we're just going to stay home and do other stuff. I'm like, well, there you go. See?
Yeah.
Be positive about it.
Yeah. People can't do that, though.
No, they can't. Very few
can.
And then you saw all the TikTok meltdowns over the holidays. That one lady in yoga pants and a sports bra tearing apart that the desk beside the terminal, because her connecting flight. And she wasn't the only one. She was the only one that like damaged property, I think. But everybody else is screaming, hollering. I'm like, I looked at my wife. I was like, this is why I don't want to travel over the freaking holidays. I don't want to fly. I don't want to fly. I was like, because of these idiots that think they're entitled. Now, we did go to New York. And we didn't talk about this New Year's Eve. We did go to New York. Did I talk about this? Okay.
You did. Yeah.
Did I talk about they were buying the flights? So we were coming back. And we're getting our return flight. Wasn't bad. It was oversold. And they were waiting on some connecting flights. So we left an hour, 45 minutes late. No big deal, but they were started buying tickets, which this happens every now and then. They go, we'll offer you $1,000 and a hotel stay or something stupid like that. So we can get these connecting flight people. And it's usually because someone has a connecting flight that has spent X amount that has to get overseas. It's like, you know, hey man, if you're just doing a domestic one here, some of these people we've got to actually get to certain place. Anyway.
Yeah.
So they're offering $1,000 before we get on. My wife gets on because she's flying first class. I didn't get first class. I got bumped to the back like a little bitch. Okay. So she's flying on points because we're trying to get her status.
Yeah.
So she gets upgraded. I don't. So I'm in the back. I'm not there too far back, but I'm right there behind the first class in comfort. So I'm like about seven rows from her. Not a big deal.
Pass me something back.
Yeah. Oh, she did. She gave me some drink vouchers. I was like, you give me your drink vouchers because you guys, they're about to expire and you're going to be sitting up there drinking for free. I'm going to be drinking in the back. I'm not paying for it. She's like, okay. So I got two locked and loaded, ready to get two bourbons. I'm like, so anyways, so now we're on the plane. I thought they were done. The flight was sold out. Thought they were done. They come back on. They go, hey, we're looking for a couple more volunteers. They came back, and I thought they had them all done because originally they were, before we got on, there was like five. And I texted my wife, and I was like, I'm about to take one of these $1,000 and stay tonight.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you're not. It's that freeze is coming in, and it's going to freeze everything, and nobody's going to fly tomorrow. This is the day before the Southwest meltdown.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay. I said, yeah, you're probably right. And I said, but I got friends in New York. I can stay in New York. And then they start offering hotel night, $1,000 on a gift card that you can use immediately, and then another flight. And I'm like, well, okay. So I get on. They come out. They go, we need five more people. Two or three people raise their hands, four or five. They go, okay. They pull them off. They do some stuff. We're sitting there. I'm like, we ever going to go? I'm like, Jesus. They come out. They go, folks, we're still waiting on some connecting flights. Please bear with us. There were a lot of international people flying international on this flight. And they said, so we still need a couple of volunteers. I'm like, Jesus, how many volunteers are we going to do? They go, we are now upping it to $1,500. And about 30 people go, Like they're hitting the button, ding, 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 the sorted button. I'm like, this is a goddamn game show. What's happening? I mean, you see people jumping up and down, like, yeah. Like Bob Barker on the prize. Like, oh, give me my prize. So that happens. They pull some folks off. And I'm like, all right, now maybe we can go. A couple minutes walk go by. This dude standing up in first class beside my wife. He's standing there like this. I got a video of it. I haven't posted it on TikTok yet. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to blast this dude. He's up there, blah, blah, blah. He's like doing this, shaking his head. And this lady yeah. that's sitting behind my wife yells out, kick him off the plane. And I went, oh, what's going on here? We have an angry gentleman.
Yeah.
And this dude's like, blah, 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 blah. And I can't hear what he's saying. I'm just far enough away. All I can hear is some noise. The pilot's door's open. The pilot's looking at him, like sitting there with his hand on like the steering wheel. Like looking at him like, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
And there's four or five stewardesses standing there. Right? And he's like, bah, bah, bah. Apparently he's standing there going, when are we going to leave? This is ridiculous. We're 45 minutes late. I fly, and all I hear is 5 million miles. Like, oh, he thinks he's somebody. Oh, yeah. Here we go. He goes, yeah. I fly 5 million miles. We need to get this plane in the air right now. And I'm like, what the? And by this time, two other people go, kick him off the plane. Because yeah. he's like, brah, 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 brah. He's just telling what. I don't hear all of what he's saying. So I start videoing. I'm videoing. I'm done seeing some people. I know, you know, because I was so ready. So ready. I was like, I'm in the airport at Christmas. Somebody's going to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
I got to be ready. Got to be on point. Got to be on ready. I'm like, this is it. This is the guy. I'm like, But he turns around. He goes back to his seat and he sits down. And a lady stands up and she goes, kick him off. And she goes, if you sit down and be quiet and not cause any problems, we get this plane off the ground. So the first class people are bitching at this. And he's like, rah, 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 and I go, if he stands up one more time, because I could see he was pissed off. When he turned around and looked at me in there, he was like pissed off. I was like, if he says any one weird thing, goes back up there and he causes any mischief next to my wife, I'm just going to go up there, grab him, and throw him out the front door myself and be like, you're off. Because I can do it. I can do it. I'm big enough. I can do it. And then I can get a voucher and stay in New York. Because then they go up to $2,000. They come out and go $2,000. Now, at this point, the whole freaking plane goes like a goddamn game show. They're like, bah, bah, bah. They're hitting buttons. Bah, bah, bah. I'm just like, oh, my God, this dude's losing his mind now. We finally leave. Like, we get everybody out. They pull those two, three people off, give them some money. And they go, okay, we're leaving. They back out and leave. And I was like, this is the most amazing thing ever. And then they come around because we had so much turbulence. They didn't do drink service till late. And I go, hey, I got a couple of vouchers. And they go, well, what do you want? I go, I just want two Woodfords and a ginger ale. I want to use my vouchers before they expire. They go, here. And they never rang them up. They didn't charge anybody for alcohol that ordered alcohol. So they did the right thing. They took care of everybody.
Yeah.
A little bit. But no, they didn't announce they were giving away alcohol. So if you ordered alcohol, they just didn't come back and ask you for the money. So that was pretty cool. So, and the guy beside me goes, I think I'll have a vodka. And then a few minutes later, he goes, they didn't charge us. I go, no, just shut up. And just, and he goes, man, I should have got two like you. I go, see, see. So anyway,
it's amazing how many people don't want to. They want to say something. They just want to be like, hey, you didn't charge me.
I was like, shh, don't say nothing. I was like, shut up. He's like, okay. And then somebody behind us go, y'all get free alcohol? I go, nope, nope, nope. No, I didn't. The vouchers are expiring now, but I don't care. But it was cool. I mean, I didn't need the vouchers, but at least I was ready to use them. So it worked out.
Yeah.
And it worked out for other people who didn't realize. But talking about drinking, let's jump into this. Did you see what they're – you say, okay, so Georgia, UGA has made the national championship by the frog hair off their butt. Like, they got lucky. Let's be honest. They did not win that fair and square. Ohio had them whooped all day, every day. They let off the gas and let Georgia come back and get it. Okay?
Yeah.
You got lucky. Get lucky. Let's be honest about it. Yep. Okay? But you're there. So now I'm not going to disrespect that you're there. You're there. Okay? My team's not there. You're there. We're still in Georgia. High five. The minute I realized I had found out this thing was in California, I said, something weird is going to happen. Why are they doing it in California? And this, something weird is going to happen. And just in the back of my brain, and I told my buddies this when we were out hanging out Sunday after the Falcons game, I said, something don't sit right about this being in California.
Yeah.
Just doesn't sit right. Not that it's not here in Georgia, just something doesn't sit right with me. And they go, well, who knows? And they California sucks anyways. You know, it's going to be hard for a lot of Georgia fans to travel, but some will.
Yeah.
Then I see this article yesterday. Do you know what they're doing or what they're not allowed to do?
Oh, what's that?
At the game? Zero tailgating in or around the stadium within so many, like, none of the parking decks, none of the parking lots, like within like a circumference of something stupid of a mile or more, you cannot tailgate or drink or eat or do anything around the stadium. It's going to be a no alcohol tailgating extravaganza. They came out and they said, we are not allowing this. And they're going to have police. And they said, if you do it, you will get arrested.
Oh, this is so nice.
So even if you don't drink alcohol, you can't even cook out. You can't even open up a table, have a bucket of chicken or something like that. You can't do anything. I can understand the no grill, no fire. People are stupid, don't know how to take care of shit. Okay, get it.
Yeah.
They're like, no tailgating, no eating, no drinking, no nothing. Nothing. Zero. Don't even think about it. Don't even come here to hang out. None of it. I'm like, this is the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my life. This is like the World Cup in Qatar over there. And when they go, oh, by the way, thanks for the World Cup. You can't serve alcohol here at all.
Yeah.
People lost their mind. Budweiser had like, what was it? It was something stupid, 700 million stupid beers or $700 million or something worth of beer they had made for that. And then they go, they gave it away to somebody. They gave it away to something. I can't remember the article because they go, you can have they didn't tell everybody this. And Budweiser was one of the top sponsors and paid millions.
Yeah.
Something stupid amount. I mean, even a billion. I can't remember the numbers that were thrown around to be one of the main sponsors. And they took the money. And then before the game, they go, we're not allowing alcohol.
And can you imagine a UGA fan without alcohol?
No alcohol. So I'm waiting to see how many idiots don't see this article and don't know, and they don't hear about it, and they show up, which there will be a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they start tailgating and get arrested and go, what the hell?
Yeah.
What's going on? We tailgate every game. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because California sucks. If you haven't figured that out by now, if you're spending money, you have money on tickets, you have season tickets, you have a chance to go, you think it's going to be a fun, cool time. No, it's not, because there's no tailgating. And it's not about drinking. You can't do anything. They don't want nobody having fun, period.
Yeah. But when you buy the tickets, does it say anything about it?
Nope, because all they did was just announce it. They just put an article out about it. Nope.
Nice.
Now, I'm pretty sure UGA at this point has sent emails to all the season ticket holders warning them. I'm pretty sure, and anybody. But, you know, that only works so far because people buy season tickets, don't use those, and just sell them off to somebody. Now you got Joe Schmo going, oh, I'm going. I get to go to a national championship. I've never been. He's going to have the time of his life. He's never been to a national championship game.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. He's spending his money. He's spending whatever. He's going to have a – and then all of a sudden they go, you can't do what you think you can do. And they go, what?
Yeah.
Yep. So I was like, this is the most amazing thing I'm reading right now.
Yeah.
So heads up, folks, UGA fans, tailgaters, going to the Natty Championship. Do not plan to go down there and tailgate. Do not plan. They just want you to come there, walk into the building, and walk the hell out.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a fun game.
I guarantee they're charging $100 a spot for parking, though.
Yeah.
And it's in California. I mean, I don't know. I've not been to that stadium, but I'm pretty sure there's not a super ton of parking around there. I'm sure there's enough, but it's California. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's that. So fun, good times. So just a warning. You heard it here on the podcast. Hopefully you heard it. If not, we'll be talking about you and get your dumbass getting arrested.
Yeah.
On the next. Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. Oh, so anyways, I lost my list, Jody. okay. So that's that on football. Oh, well, we'll wrap up with this. I hate to wrap up with a negative thing or something about negative thing, but Damian Harris or whatever his name that went down on the NFL game.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
See what's going on about
I
that?
I didn't see it, but we were in bed and my wife was like, who is this guy? And I'm like, I don't know, look him up. And that's when we read the whole story on it. It's sad.
Dude, I saw the video. I mean, I saw the clip after. I wasn't watching the game. And because I'm not in my playoff in my fantasy football league, so I didn't give a rat's. but a couple of guys that are in playoffs are like, hey, it that game depends on if they win or not.
Yeah.
And I saw the clip of him just get up and just go, whack.
Yeah.
And now they've got him in some ICU. They say it's hold on, I got it right here because I don't want to misspeak anything. So we're about to get flagged talking about this on here. I know we are. I don't care anymore. I really don't. Tennessee treatment said cardiac resulted from electrical disturbances, caused the heart suddenly stop beating. Chief medical correspondent Sanjay Gupta said the heart was not beating well, fluid came back up in the lungs and make it hard. Signed as a variation. I'll make sure I'm reading the right thing. I've got like four articles here, the quote from.
Yeah.
And I always want to make sure I got more Cracker Barrel ones than I do this one, so forgive me. But they're saying, yeah, okay, here it is. Bill's tweeted earlier Tuesday, cardiac result. They said it was from shifted forward and potential therefore associated the protective vaccine. Basically, what they're saying is they've got him laying face first. Say he went into cardiac arrest. Luckily, they resuscitated him twice, once on the field, once there.
Yeah.
They've got him laying down on his face to keep pressure off the lungs. And he's coming back. He's having some good recovery, which prayerfully he does, and hopefully he does. And everybody's in a big debate of why and how all of a sudden this happened.
Yeah.
Was it the hit? Was it something else that caused inflammation of his lungs and cardiovascular system?
Yeah.
All of a sudden. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm not going to put my money on this, but he's not the only one who I have talked to. Who's been an athlete. I haven't talked to him. Excuse me. Let me rephrase it. I've seen some others. I've talked accidentally to some athletes, some folks in their 30s and 40s who are still very active athletes, marathon runners and all this. And they are having problems themselves when they get in situations where they're competing or running or in the game or in what they're doing. And having problems breathing and having inflammation in their lungs and in their cardiovascular system and in their hearts. And they've had their doctors look at it and they go, we don't know why this is happening, but they go, I get to a point and then I hit a wall. Like I'm about to pass out and fall out. So in every one of them I've asked, they're like, let me ask a dumb question. I mean, did you get a shot?
Yeah.
And they're like, yes. And some of them are like, yes, I've had two rounds or at least one round. Or most of them that are having the hardest problems, they've had at least two rounds. They go, but that's not it. I go, that's not it. But you never had this problem before. Never had this problem before. I'm like, and these are people that are very good shape. That are probably 100 pounds less than I am. I mean, like marathon runners, like active marathon runners. They go, yeah, it's weird. I'll be running. I'll be in, you know, halfway through. Normally, I'm just in my zone. And then I hit this wall where, like, I can't get past. Like, I just, like, everything goes crazy. Like, I'm about to pass out. I get dizzy. My lungs, like, fill up. It's absurd. I've never had this.
Yeah.
And I had this conversation with four different ones. All different ethnicities, all different sexes in the same group. And we're all standing there having the conversation. And they're all stating the same thing.
Yeah. But it's not linked.
Yeah. Now, I can't run 100. I can't run 40 yards because I'm fat and out of shape. Okay. Let me just put it that way. Okay. Let's put it in perspective real quick.
Yeah.
But I think there's some more light being shone because this isn't the first instance. This is there's some things that are slowly coming out that unfortunately maybe have an adverse effect of what we read as a side effect and what I read as a side effect. And one of the reasons I didn't do it, and one of the reasons I won't, and on top of I'm allergic to two of the compounds that are in all of them.
Yeah.
So I hate it. I pray for that young man. He's only 20 freaking four, man. 24 falls out like that. I'm just keeping an eye on things. I'm not speculating, but I'm just saying. This is the conversations I've had. I'm just talking about the conversations I was in the middle of and I was with. And I think we're going to, I hope, I don't know. It's weird, man. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's about as far as I'm going to go with the conversation right now so we don't get totally shut down. But anyways. We'll get more depth on it later. But anyway, what else you got coming up? What else are you doing? What do you got going on besides engraving and buying machines and stuff? Stupid things. I love how you said, look at my new four-wheeler, and then go, oh, that's not my four-wheeler.
Yeah, and then I got everybody's like, oh, look, he's tapping. I'm like, I didn't say it was mine.
Stop showing people what you got down there, man.
Buddy of mine dropped off a dually in a horse trailer. I'm going to fly out there and do a video.
I need to come bring my pop-up down there and put it down there and get it out of my yard.
Yeah. Anytime.
My wife's yelling at me. My buddy who was supposed to take it for his hunting camp and didn't take it. So I just got to get it out of the driveway. I got to find some place to put it.
Yeah. We got some room.
It's a great thing. I mean, I should sell it, but I mean, I don't know. I will sell it. I'll sell it cheap too. I'll sell it cheap.
It's a like good your little kitchen table.
It's a good little pop up. Oh God, I need that thing gone, dude. I need. Okay, so we straightened up. I was telling you earlier. We straightened up the house. We got all the Christmas tree down. We actually purged a lot of stuff, and that's the thing we're on is trying to bring in less and get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
My wife's on board. I'm on board. I am standing there. I don't like to stand around and just be told what to do, but I'm like standing there with her going, you tell me it's gone. All I need you to do is go, it's gone, and I need to get it gone quick because I don't need you to think about it because it needs to get gone because we need less.
Yeah.
We need less, so we're all, and I'm on board with it. So I'm like standing there like, let's go. I'll give you my entire day just to stand here and wait for you to go, okay, that can go.
Yeah.
You know, I got, and when we get over here, I'm going straight to Goodwill. I got a car full of crap. Car full of crap right now. It's going right when we get done. So that's the good thing, you know, and that's the thing we're on. Less. Like you,
our van's gonna be less and less though.
Yeah, but nobody wanting to pay for my less stuff. You know, here's the thing: we started with the whole, well, let's sell it. We'll sell it. Nobody's buying the shit.
Yeah.
The stuff that sells is the small, little, weird stuff. These little backpacks, like stuff I was like, nobody's going to buy this. They buy it. My dining room table, that's a nice-ass dining room table. Nobody will buy it. Nope, no. Don't want it. Yeah. Don't need it. My God, dang it. I need it gone. But I'm not going to give it away.
No, exactly.
I mean, it's worth some money. I mean, it's worth some money. I mean, hell, I'll use it and scratch it the hell up at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on besides Feet Finder? Besides you selling your feet, but you haven't sold a feet pick yet.
I ain't even looked. I have no clue. I created an account, put the pictures up, and I ain't even went back on it.
We only got two pictures up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I like how they have them blurred so you can't even see. I know, I've seen that. I feel like I'm 8 years old again looking
at them. Now I want it.
No, I'm like, there's a way to do this. There's a way to look at this. When you're like, we're watching the wavy lines. Ah, I see a nipple.
Yeah.
Oh, I see a blue.
Tap it. Tap it.
Tap it. So it. Jiggle the box. Jiggle the box. Is that it? Is that all you got? Okay, are you done?
I forgot to switch it so nobody could call.
Oh, okay, nobody did. We're landing the plane. I'm just trying to help you do promos. But if you can't do promos right now, Feet Finder, Midget Mafia, Feet Picks. I guess those are feet pick orders coming in. All right, that's it for us this week. Appreciate you guys. Happy New Year's, January. We'll be back next Thursday if we remember.
Maybe.
We'll be back. If Jody's not, I will definitely be here. Okay, I'm just going to go out and say that. Y'all be good. Have fun. This was a great one. Great way to start the new year. Holler at you later, buddy. Let me know when you sell some feet.
That'll work.
All right, bro. See you. Bye.